broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least 9 people are dead after a gunman opened fire at a school in western Russia. 7 of the victims are students. They were 8th graders. A teacher and another school worker also died. A 19-year-old suspect has been taken into custody. Tensions running high in the Middle East following the latest exchange of rocket fire between Israel and the Palestinians. The Israeli army chief ordering troop reinforcements, while the country's defense minister is calling up reserves as the Gaza hostilities escalate. Some gas stations in the east reporting fuel shortages. The major pipeline remains shut down. The Colonial Pipeline Company says it is working toward substantially restoring operational service, hopefully by this coming weekend. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks in the red. This is SRN News.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue in the forecast for a few more days before we get into some nicer weather. For today and tonight, the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. High today around 82. Tonight, slowed down to 63. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Then the risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, high 71. Great weather returning as the week ends on Friday with sunshine and upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 7 people were shot overnight. Police responded after 7 people showed up to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Police tell us 4 women, 2 men, and 1 juvenile male were shot. Prattville police are investigating a homicide Monday night on Presley Street. According to Police Chief Mark Thompson, one person is dead and another is in custody. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama is joining the state's ending pandemic-related unemployment boosts, including an additional $300 federal benefit. She says the increased unemployment assistance intended to bring emergency relief during the pandemic is now contributing to a labor shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe 5.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes 2 tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Vuse by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie.
Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Thing, folks. You know the thing. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon on a Tuesday. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house?
How you doing? Y'all need to stay tuned because I will give away more tickets for the Brew Fest at some point today.
Excellent.
But I'm not doing it yet. You need to pay attention and call 272-9228 when I put out the word. But without further ado, we have a special in-studio guest, Representative, State House Representative Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Joey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just
loud. Because I can't hear myself at all. But it just seems so weird to hear you say that, Representative Charlotte Meadows.
I know, because in full disclosure, and I've said this before, we go way back.
You say, hopefully your listening audience already knows that we have a long-time relationship.
Yeah, Eddie had a provocative question.
You ever seen Joey naked?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, when I was
changed
a child.
His diapers, actually. Yeah. So,
okay, you took that a lot better than I thought you would.
Yeah. Oh yes, well, yeah. I haven't
but
seen
Joey
him
had,
naked
see
as an adult,
right.
Or not even as a teenager, for that matter.
Yeah.
I'm
glad
we cleared the air there.
Our boys bathed together.
Oh, is that right?
More than once.
Yeah. Is that right?
We had four of them in the tub together.
Eddie's enjoying this way too much. This line of questioning. You got to stop it. Like, seriously, take up that retirement plan now. Like, I've told him his retirement plan is going to go to be, live in a barn somewhere and scare children.
So I'll tell you how far ago. His mother was when our wedding.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and we were really, really close friends.
Well, and y'all had kids the first time. Like, the first child was about the same time, right?
Right.
Dodge and myself.
You were the same age, and then Will and Daniel are not too far apart, but ended up really, really close friends. And so we still are very close and love the Clark family.
My brother probably, Will doesn't want me to say this, but last night he told me, you know, Charlotte's probably the only other woman in the world who could mother me the way mom could.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so I think
and I expect to be there when his first child is born, so...
Well, we'll see.
I will hit the road wherever they are.
So, how you doing? It seems you've survived the session.
Well, it's not quite over. We've got one more, probably very long day. I'm not even sure they told us. Oh, yeah, they did say 10 o'clock. We go back in next Monday at 10.
And that's the final day of regular session.
That's sine die, yes. Mm-hmm. That'll be the 30th day of the legislative session, 105 days after we started. All this is scripted in the Constitution, so we don't have to question it, but... it has been and of course, this was my first really normal session because last year we had COVID, and that was very abnormal. But this is my first normal session, and from what everybody else has said who's been there longer, this is a really different, weird session. And of course, a good part of that was because the State House was locked down, and we didn't have lobbyists, we didn't have the public. You know, hopefully, people were able to access the meetings and stuff online. I know that worked some. Sometimes it didn't work as well, but it was just really different. And of course, the group of legislators, we were split up amongst the floor and the gallery, and then two overflow rooms. And I was fortunate to be in the gallery, and we formed a tight-knit little group up there. I mean, it was mostly the freshmen that were up there, freshman class that came in 2018. Of course, I came in 2019, and then the overflow rooms were primarily freshmen as well. So I was blessed to be able to get to know the people that were around me and enjoyed working with them. It was gratifying.
Before we kind of look at some of the big ticket items, and this you might bring them up answering this question, just generally, what were sort of the highlights, the lowlights? I mean, when you look at the session, were there things that you're like, oh, this is fantastic that we got this done, and then things that you're like, man, I wish we had gotten this done, but we just didn't?
I mean, probably clearly, particularly for the employees of the state and the teachers around the state, the passing the two budgets with a pay raise during this time period in, you know, the country with pandemic going on, I think that was probably a highlight. And I really have to applaud previous legislatures for doing what they've done to make sure our budgeting is sound and fiscally conservative. And that's, you know, that really saved us in this past year. A lot of states were not in that same position. So that was a highlight. And I'll get to one of the other highlights. You know, we had a filibuster that went on for 9.5 hours last week.
The medical marijuana. Yes.
You know what I say about that. It's not medical marijuana. It's marijuana for medical use. Anyway, that was probably another highlight because it showed that a group of us can stand together and get something accomplished. And if you ask, well, what did you accomplish? Because at the end of the day, the bill passed.
Right.
Well, we did get some improvements made to it through the amendment process. And I also think we got some respect from leadership. And that is something that probably needed to be done. There's not been a huge conservative arm in the Republican Party really since probably 2014, maybe at least since 2018. Not that they're not there, they just haven't joined hands together and worked for something together.
Right.
And so that was really significant, and I think that bodes well for the future. You know, whether you agree or disagree with what we were doing, what we did worked. I mean, we had a strategy and we played it out.
What particular changes did you succeed in getting done with the...
We got the ability for the leadership to listen to us.
Okay.
I mean, and that's not a... It's not something you would notice from the newspaper, but it's something we noticed. I mean, we were at the table on Wednesday when the speaker said, well, what's the plan for tomorrow? Are we going to be able to get anything else done? Are we going to continue to shut this place down? And at some point, you have to count numbers, count votes, and we knew that the votes were there to pass the bill.
Right.
So that's the point where we said, okay, well, we're going to try to move on and let this bill pass and hope to get to some other really strong conservative bills that we wanted to get passed, which unfortunately we didn't really get to. We got to, I guess, a couple late Thursday night, but we call them red meat. Constitutional carry, or really Second Amendment bill, ban on vaccine passports, facial recognition, something. There was about four or five bills that we really wanted to see. Oh, the transgender youth bill to prevent doctors from basically operating and mutilating young children's bodies. So there are several things that are still pending that need to pass that are have already gone through the Senate and are just waiting for the House floor to pass them. And those, unfortunately, and the daylight savings time. I mean, we did get to that one, and, you know.
How is that still a thing?
Daylight savings time.
Can you please explain to me?
I really wish I knew. I mean, you know, I get that we just need to end it.
Hey, everybody, check it. Check mark and we're done. Thank you.
It was unbelievable to me, the debate that went on around that
debate
issue. Yeah, there was 2 hours, maybe more than 2 hours of debate about that.
Well, and doesn't that, it passed, but doesn't that, it's a weird thing where Congress has to check off on it?
It's meaningless until the federal government acts on it. And when they do, we will follow suit. So really the bill was, in my opinion, it was worthless. Good for spending 2 hours of time, which, you know, at the end of the day, if you're anti-gaming or anti-gambling, you know, we lost the battle, but we won. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah, we lost the battle, but we may have won the war to keep gambling out of Alabama, because I'm not sure casino gaming is going to be a part of what we address next Monday. Now, it well could be.
You don't think that'll be a special session called in for that?
It well could be that there's a special session called.
I'm not a gambler, but that's where my money's at.
You were just in Vegas like twice in the last few months. What do you mean you're not a gambler? Oh, you just wanted to go see the shows.
You just went for the shows, right?
No, you don't know this about Eddie, folks. And Charlotte, you're just getting to meet him. He's a big Siegfried and Roy fan.
I like the Tigers.
Yeah, he likes the animals.
That's cool. We went to Las Vegas for Alan's 40th birthday, which was quite a few years ago now. Because they had this really cool Star Trek show going on. It was a show. It was like a
nerdathon.
And he loved it. We had a great time, and of course we saw some shows, and we stayed at Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And so we watched the ship sink and all that pirate stuff, and of course we played a few slots.
Right. The one-armed bandits.
Right. And mostly the penny machine. So, I mean, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you go a block off. Actually, you don't even go a block. You walk down whatever that main street is, and it is sleazy.
Yeah, if you go off the strip, a few blocks off the strip.
It's just now downright nasty.
Yeah. It's urban. I don't think it's horrible.
I've never.
I will say this: the streets in Vegas and the streets all around, 2 hours around Vegas, are a lot better than the streets right here in Montgomery.
Well I know Montgomery.
Can't
I don't
blame
know Vegas.
Casino gaming for it.
Well, and on the gaming issue, I've kind of, and we're going to take a quick break here, but I've found there are multiple camps. There are folks that want kind of what...
That's why it has not passed.
Right. Well, and there's definitely, you know, you could say Del Marsh, and I think the governor's kind of working with Senator Marsh, and that sort of, that clique there is trying to move the ball down the field. It's, I think, Democrats and Republicans in that area there. Then you have folks that are like, okay, I'm for the people voting. I have some problems with gaming, potential problems we're just hinting at. But, you know, if the people want to vote on this, I'm going to make the best bill possible. I'm thinking somebody like Clyde Chambliss, Will Barfoot has said similar things. Then you have folks that say, hey, this is picking winners and losers. I'm for gaming and gambling, but it's picking winners and losers too much. We need more of an open...
And that bill was.
Yeah. Well, and then you have conservatives who say, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea from the get-go. Where would you find yourself in this argument?
So in 2019, when I was running, we were asked at the door when we were campaigning, you know, where are you on gambling? And I said, I'm not going to stand in the way of allowing the people to vote on a lottery. So I was, from the beginning, had said, I'm going to have to be a yes on a lottery. And then we never did really get a lottery bill until... That last day, there was some discussion about whether or not we could bring just a straight lottery bill.
Right.
And I said, yes, I can support that. And then everything kind of was just haywire, and all all the pieces were moving. I think Alpha was involved. I know the governor and the Poarch Creek Indians and the Senate, and all this had to be considered. And so as it turned out, the bill that got brought to us was brought at like 10:55, and the special order calendar came without even an hour to debate it. And it just, the timing just fell off the rails. And so that just never happened. But
do you think sometimes that's done intentionally just to... We're out of time. We know the people want to vote. We'll throw this bill out there for someone like you, whether you're, you know, kind of force your hand a little bit.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, at 10:30, I was saying, okay, get her done. Let's get this on the table, because I, you know, I have a watch too.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, we've got, if you bring it, let's give at least the people that want to debate it an hour to debate it. And that was where I had some real heartburn is, okay, are we not even going to let, you know, people that are legitimately opposed to even the lottery bill have a chance to debate?
So, you're just forcing it down their throat at that point.
Right, and that's not the best way.
Right.
And Rich Wingo, I think, said it best and said, you know, if we're going to have a lottery bill, let's get a good lottery bill and let's debate it. And he was right. We hadn't gone through committee. It hadn't been vetted by anybody. Just, anyway, so... I wouldn't be surprised if that comes back up on next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read this morning that we might be looking at a whole new prison thing next Monday.
Yeah. Right. Another financier's pulled out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. And, you know, we've had a lot going on this session. Even if all we had done... Do you need to go to a break?
Here in a second.
Okay. Well, even if all we had done was just deal with the impact and after effects and preparing for the next pandemic... which I don't feel like we did very well at preparing for the next one at all yet. But even if we'd only gotten that stuff done and the budgets, it would have been a pretty busy session. But here we're dealing with, you know, the overlying prison issue, you know, gambling, marijuana.
Well, every issue, there's huge issues.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but they're all like number one issues. But they're just...
For somebody particularly.
Yeah, they're just stacked on top of one another.
And, you know, we can talk about this a little bit more, but, I mean, the marijuana bill came through Health Committee. What astounds me is the Health Committee is filled with people more like me than my husband, who's a physician.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who understands a lot of these things. And, of course, I can get information from all kinds of people, and I did and do. But the Health Committee has no doctors, no nurses, no pharmacists. Because there are none in the House.
No, I'm sure it also went through judiciary, and
it did go through judiciary. And that is. Sorry, I thought I turned this off. That is packed.
It happens to the best of us. Do not feel bad, Charlotte.
Well, evidently this person is on my list.
The best ones are the ones that are calling you to go, you know what? You're on the radio right now.
Right? Yeah. Did you know? I'm just testing out whether or not you silenced your phone. No, it happens to me too.
That's weird. My phone was turned off and it was still ringing. Mm. Anyway, it is a little bit startling that we're just a group of lay people who are making decisions for health issues, on health issues. And most of the policy things are pretty normal, but something like marijuana, very intricate is the best. I mean, started out to be a 90-page bill. It turned out to be a little bit longer than that in the end. But... you know, some of the specifics in it, I was like, y'all, this doesn't make medical sense. I mean, and I took out the PMS and the menopause. And I can explain why I felt like that was important. But those are not things that people need to take, have THC in their body that would then keep them from getting a job or possibly have some other impact on their lives.
Well, we do have to hit a break here.
I'm sure.
So I want to get into all these things and what the future might hold, what the, you know, you're suspecting the governor might do, and more of the breakdown of what's going on in the legislature and how this session went. We're talking to Representative Charlotte Meadows, 272-9228. If you have a comment or question that you'd like to get in, more news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill. I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0158. Life is good at the Harbor.
What's up, boys?
Time to talk ball.
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out.
We got to get Mike Trout to the playoffs.
The Yankees are, they're loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program. In the studio, of course, Eddie Vader, but we have special guest Representative Charlotte Meadows. And where we left off is before we hit that break, let's talk about the path of the marijuana for medical use bill, to use your language. I was following this as it got through the Senate, and it had passed the Senate 2-3 years.
Yeah. And it passed this year in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I think it's because the senators were familiar with Melson's arguments, Senator Melson's arguments, and were ready to go and throw it into the House. But it had to go through two committees in the House.
Which was, in my recollection, unprecedented.
Yes.
But I think that was a good call. And when, when you're dealing with, and this is a vast new government program. I mean, there's going to be dispensaries set up all around the state. I mean, this is assuming the governor signs the bill, which she has until Monday, and I don't know what her plans are. So I know there's groups trying to get with her to explain to her the negative consequences of what could happen. I mean, that's probably the biggest concern about amongst the people who were not supporting it was, okay, are we going to be a, recreational
marijuana use? Well, can you explain that to us? Because we got the strictest bill in the land.
It is.
So what's your concerns about people taking advantage of it, I guess, at a recreational point of view?
Yeah, particularly, I mean, when it got to the House Health Committee, there was about, I'm going to say around 20 diagnoses that were included for medical use, okay. Including fibromyalgia, PMS and menopause, PTSD, depression, anxiety. One of those had gotten pulled off. But, I mean, and those are things that, I mean, I think at this point in 2021, we could all say we have anxiety. We could all say we have depression. We've been through a massive change in the last year and 2 or 3 months.
For sure. Sure, but I don't think a doctor is going to immediately prescribe marijuana just because you have typical depression. I think it comes in stages, right? I mean, just
but,
like...
There are good doctors, and then there are doctors who are not quite so good.
I mean, we got pill mill pushers, but as far as I can tell, it looks like they're getting taken care of pretty good.
Well, some of them have been, but, I mean, you probably aren't as aware of some of the background issues with some of those things as I might be. I'm just saying, in other states, most of the time, it goes from a medical marijuana to a recreational marijuana.
If that's what the people want, right?
Well,
if that's what the majority of the state vote on, right? So the people have the right to vote. You're good with that, right?
I am okay with that.
All right.
But marijuana has long-term effects. I don't know if they did this when you were in school, but when I was in school taking driver's ed at JD, they showed us videos, and it said, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs that they were talking about were not... wine, which is also has drug effects.
Substance, yeah.
They were things like marijuana and then onto heroin, and it is a gateway drug, and it does lead people to other things. And particularly, this is the part that really concerned me. So I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, obviously before I got there, but the legislature passed the CBD oil. It's called Carley's Law. Mm-hmm. And that year, there were dozens, if not hundreds, of families that came to the state house and brought their children who needed CBD oil, and that really turned the tide, I think, on that issue, because we saw, or they saw, how many people would be helped by this. Well, now what we're seeing is, or what I was getting, was a lot of emails from people, and of course they couldn't be at the state house, which is probably a detriment to the bill passing, and I said that to Representative Ball. But that's probably true of a number of bills this year. But we're seeing people who've been taking CBD oil, and now it's just not working enough anymore.
Uh-huh.
So that is another concern I had is, okay, you get acclimated to something, and then you need more and more and more. And you take more and more and more marijuana, THC, it starts to have significant impacts. And my biggest concern was about young people, 25 and less, whose brains are not fully neurologically developed. I'm not talking about y'all aren't, and you're not 25 anymore, but at one time you were, and I would not have wanted any of my children to be taking marijuana for medical use before they were, brains fully developed and all the neurons in place.
You don't want any of your children taking marijuana, period, right?
True.
Okay.
And I told that story about my son Daniel, who was in Breckenridge the day that became legal for recreational use in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up having getting a full-time job where he'd been promised a part-time job because so many of the other employees that they'd hired for the ski season ended up getting fired. Do what?
They couldn't pass the drug test?
Well, they skied off the slope into the trees.
Oh.
And they had trackers in their on their vests. So they knew that they were skiing off slope, and that's not allowed for the ski instructors. And they got fired because they were doing things that were basically stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even have to drug test them. Whether they were doing marijuana or not, it was probably that they were because it just become legal. But they were doing so many stupid things that Daniel ended up making a ton of money that season because he got a full-time job. And that's not has anything to do with my position on marijuana. But really the main thing, we have an FDA process that all these other drugs have gone through. And four drugs have gone through the FDA process that are marijuana-based. They are made out of cannabis. And those four drugs, they're approved for cancer, for nausea,
epilepsy. Like epilepsy?
There's some for epilepsy, but I was trying to remember the drug name. Marinol is one of them. I have a friend who's taking Marinol now. Those have been through all the drug trials, and they were effective, and they were shown not to have more negative effects than they did positive effects. The rest of these drugs, the rest of the marijuana, have not been through that.
Why haven't we done that? I mean,
They have tried.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to the point in the process where it doesn't show any success, they don't keep going. So they don't get approved. And that's probably the main reason why I was not supportive of it.
So to get back on track here, it went from judicial, and I remember I think there was an argument in the Judiciary Committee where somebody tried to strip PMS and menopause, and I think one of the female representatives said, "Sir, have you ever had PMS or menopause?" Well, if you were asked that question in health, I have had both,
and got through it. And not that I totally understand women have PMS. Young girls typically have PMS. A lot of times it dies away or gets to become less problematic after you have children.
Mm-hmm.
But then menopause comes along, you know, not too many years after that, and that can be really debilitating for some women. But again, it's a temporary thing. It doesn't, I mean, where I would be able to, had the bill said terminal illness, people with these, you know, diseases where you're going to die if you don't get some relief.
Right.
To me, that really is compassion.
Like a pain management type?
Yeah, and so then there again, I talked to a physician here in Montgomery who's a pain specialist, a longtime friend of mine, and he said, no, I wouldn't really want to use that because there's other things that I would prefer. So, I mean, I really searched long and hard. I mean, I don't want to be trite and say I prayed about it, but I did pray about it.
Yeah.
I prayed about a lot of things this session. And so I do, I mean, I don't think it's compassionate to get people hooked on drugs.
And you feel like marijuana is an addictive drug.
Yeah. But it passed, and, you know, we'll see if the governor decides to sign it. At the end of the day, that's...
Well, and your fellow Republicans didn't, you know, say to, hey, y'all can't do this filibuster, you can't, you know, they heard you out.
That was a respectful thing, I think, that I think we all appreciated the fact that the speaker didn't allow a cloture vote, and no one else chose to cloture.
Right.
I mean, I think anybody can bring a cloture vote, and no one did. And so at the end of the day on Tuesday, we had debated it from 2 o'clock until midnight.
Okay, so there's a lot here I could chew on because I think I definitely have disagreements over the gateway concept. I think I have a lot less faith in generally the FDA approval process and everything that goes on with the feds. That said, I don't want to get into those rabbit holes because we have other things to talk about after the break. In particular, I want to get into gambling and other things that happened here in the session to kind of get, from your perspective, how things went down. 272-9228. Eric the Dog and Tootie, hold your positions. We'll be right back after this.
I know that it's time, and you're listening in. La, 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 la.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's back. The Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival Friday, May 14th in downtown Montgomery beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25, include a commemorative tasting glass, and will benefit the Family Sunshine Center. There'll be food vendors and live music provided by the King Bee Band. For tickets and information, visit MontgomeryAL.gov. Tickets also available at Dirk's Filet and Vine. Sponsored by Dreamland, Allstate Beverage, Blue Water Broadcasting, and the City of Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got this disturbed weather pattern, which continues for a few more days as a series of disturbances brush by the area. For today and tonight, the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple could be on the strong side. High today around 82, low tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely a little cooler, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday, upper 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Representative Charlotte Meadows in the house. So before we go to some of these calls, Charlotte, gambling really did come down to the wire.
Oh, it did. Totally. To the last second.
I'll kind of give you the floor in this sense. Like, how did this get presented to you and the folks you were working with? I mean, what was your perspective on how all this went down?
I tell you what. Last year, I felt like, and this is going to make sense in a second, I felt like I would be doing good if I remembered everybody's names. And this year, I thought, well, this is the year I need to start to build some good coalitions with other people. And so at the end of the day on Thursday, I had a good group of what I call just the solid conservatives that we were working on that medical marijuana. But our freshman group got together on the gambling issue on Thursday afternoon, and we kind of said, okay, we're willing to, I mean, we've got the votes here to get a straight ticket lottery.
I wish it was straight ticket marijuana. No,
straight
lottery.
Ticket, anyway.
A clean lottery.
A clean lottery bill passed. And so I think the group of us, you know, building relationships, knowing who you can count on, knowing who you can trust. And, of course, the common phrase down there is you can't trust anybody.
Right.
So you do have to keep that in mind. But, I mean, it was a good opportunity for us to, you know, be together on an issue. And that was kind of what I was really gratified by. It really was happening quickly, and I really have to applaud Speaker McCutcheon because we had a caucus meeting at 3 o'clock on Thursday, and he just flat out laid it out and said, "Well, this is what's going on behind the scenes. We're working with this contingent over here." And I mean, obviously, I mean, I've just mentioned earlier the Senate had to be considered because if we passed something that they wouldn't agree to, concur to, then that would kill it either, you know, also. So right. We also had to think about the Porch Creek Indians. There was, I mean, the Black Caucus was demanding certain things. It was very interesting.
And it just kind of fell off the rails at a certain point.
I mean, there was a point when I think the Black Caucus felt like they were going to get what they wanted, and then we recessed again.
Right. and they felt betrayed in a way by the changes.
And then they came back and was like, we didn't know there was going to be a straight lottery vote.
Right.
And so that was, and you kind of, I mean, I really do respect the leadership for trying to work this out. I mean, it did not have a lot of time. And, I mean, the speaker had told us weeks ago, start reading the bills. But then we also knew that there was a substitute coming. So we got the substitute, the three bills that were the subs, the Saturday before whatever that date was. I guess it was like May the 2nd or something. And so we'd been reading through the original bills. Now we had the substitutes. Weren't drastically different, but some different. One of the issues that concerns me the most is we've got, I want to say, 18 bingo establishments in the state.
Right.
Four of those are in Greene County. I did happen to know a little bit about Greene County because I've met with their mayor at some point during the session. Those four bingo establishments are what that county lives off of.
Right.
And it's incredibly sound what they do. They have box fees, and the box fees go to pay for their the hospitals, the law enforcement, the schools, all of their infrastructure.
Totally funded off that.
It's completely. Wow. I mean, and that's, that county would have gone bankrupt had the constitutional amendment not passed several years ago. All the people in the county just about work for those four establishments. I don't want to take that away from Greene County. Mm-hmm. And whatever the other counties are, I don't think that the solution is for us to introduce casino gaming and take hundreds, if not thousands, of Alabamians out of work
right
now with this. And that's where the picking winners and losers comes in.
I don't like that at all. The picking winners and losers, just no.
That's the part that I really think the government, if we've done this in the past, we need to at least let them continue doing what they're doing. Because if we're going to have Class 3 gaming somewhere else, why can we not allow Class 2 gaming in the counties that desperately need it?
No, right. They're funding the entire government there.
Exactly. And so that's another part of the conversation that was very little talked about.
Sure. No, and we talked about it on these airwaves, and
well,
this is why
I'm not saying you didn't talk about it.
I'm saying
at the State House, we didn't have, I mean, there was no conversation. And, of course, I was not in any of the committees. It went through at least two committees, maybe three, that those three bills came through the House. And I wasn't in those committees, so I didn't sit there. I did listen to some of it online, but it was very quick from Saturday. You know, they had committee meetings on Tuesday. Oh my goodness, Melanie Beth just texted me that Rosemary can pull up on the side of the crib, and so we're gonna have to lower the crib.
Charlotte's talking about her grandchild.
Oh my goodness. We will make sure that baby is safe.
Yes.
And we already are gonna have to baby proof the house. She's almost 8 months old
now. Wow.
Anyway,
now, because this was such a mess, do you suspect that there will be a special session on the horizon for gaming itself?
You know, the governor actually came to our caucus meeting last Wednesday and talked about it, and that did give me a little bit clearer understanding of the big picture. I mean, we do have gambling around the state, and the state's not making any money off of it. And we're also not getting anything from the Porch Creek Indians.
Right.
So all that makes sense. But Governor Ivey could work on a compact with the Indians without the legislature doing anything.
Right.
And I think she should. Okay. I'll just say that. I think she should.
Why do you think that? Why do you think she should go ahead and do that?
Well, why should she not? I mean, if we could start getting 6, 8, 20% of the whatever number, revenue, mm-hmm. gross revenue, net revenue, profits.
Go ahead and start that conversation.
Go ahead and work it out. I mean, that could have been done
a long time ago.
Right. I would guess that it hasn't been done because, you know, when you're doing something that might be slightly controversial, you might want other people to join you in that sandbox and say, and then you can say, okay, you know, the legislature made this decision and I'm just going along with what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she hasn't done it. But I think, again, there's things that we could be doing now and not sitting around. But going back to the lottery, the gambling,
mm-hmm.
every person I heard from had a different reason for why they wanted to support it. And they would, but I only want to support it if the money goes to higher ed or K-12. Or, I mean, and so then you've got dozens. I mean, I heard from dozens of people. And I appreciate everybody that called my cell phone number and left me a message. If I haven't gotten back to you, don't hold your breath, because my cell phone got filled up quickly and I just kept having to delete in order to get the next message. But I did listen to them all. But they're all slightly different. So the bill that I was faced with in the first place, it never came for a vote. So, you know, but the one that we got at the end of the day, had we had just a little bit more time, like maybe an extra 20 or 30 minutes, I was very willing to vote the BIR, even vote to cloture, which means end debate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that bill might come back up next Monday.
You're willing to let the people vote, and you would personally prefer a clean lottery bill.
Yes.
If we're going to do this.
Yes.
And the governor should go ahead with a compact.
There we get two things off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then if casino gaming needs to come back, and that means class three, then so be it. And sports betting, that's a whole nother thing that, honestly, the people that want sports betting, that's the one aspect of this that there's really no guarantee that the state would make any money off of.
Sure.
The state could lose money.
Right.
I was surprised at how small the margins are actually in that mm-hmm. business, so the tax revenue is fairly small, too.
So you really kind of have to make sure that the state is protected in that,
right. yep.
in that situation. And, I mean, I understand people think sports betting is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can make a boring game more fun.
I mean,
oh, good Lord,
so.
Yeah.
But here, let's take a few calls here. Eric the dog has been very patient. Hey, Eric, you're
on. What's up, Eric?
Charlotte Meadows.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, Miss Meadows, Representative Meadows, I guess.
Hey, Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola.
I had a couple questions. One, the time change thing. I travel a lot, and I've been to states that don't change it, Hawaii and Colorado in particular, or right. Arizona, rather.
Arizona, yeah.
How in the world are those two guys able to do that and Alabama can't figure it out? I don't understand whatever process that's been laid out before with Hawaii, and I mean Hawaii's kind of its own deal though, so
yeah,
I kind
Hawaii's
of
not even a real place, Sarah.
I mean Hawaii's still they're still campaigning to get out of the United States. when I was there last.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it's not Colorado, because I lived in Colorado.
No, it's Arizona.
We did daylight savings time.
Arizona.
I just came back from there and I had Colorado on the brain, but
it's just so crazy.
I'm trying to find out. That's an interesting question.
But it's just so crazy that in this day and time,
the argument this time was still that you know, children are going to have to get on a bus and go to school in the dark.
Okay, I grew up in Alaska.
Home in the dark.
We was in the dark quite a bit.
And you know, the point is you get used to whatever you're living in. Now,
right.
if you're traveling from state to state, and Dodge is traveling a lot right now, and he's mm-hmm. in California right now, and so I mean, every week he's in a different time zone. He just has to adapt quickly.
I just think it's silly
yes.
to change the time for what reason. It used to be because of the farmers, and now
right.
it's because we don't want kids standing out on the road in the dark, and you know, somebody else will come up with something else about, you know, how it's bad for the environment for kids to be up that early or something. It's just BS to me.
Wow. Let's just go to 11-hour school days.
Hey, you know, we might actually catch up that way.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we tell our kids that your job right now is school, and that's your only job. So, you know, your job is to get good grades and pay attention.
Give it your best effort, shovel full, and a little bit on the handle.
Correct, ma'am. The other thing I had, the marijuana, I really don't care one way or the other. But my only problem with that is it's like the legislature or whoever is, they want to have this moral compass about how they're looking out for other people's well-being. And I give you alcohol. Anything that can be said negatively about marijuana is the same thing with alcohol. Destroys lives, yes, some people don't know how to handle it. You can't legislate morality.
True.
Or people's intentions or what they're going to do, because we have a strict prohibition on murder. Montgomery is wearing that out. I mean, we have strict prohibition on dealing drugs.
Well, let me tell you one of the differences between marijuana and alcohol. If you get in a car and drive while you're intoxicated with alcohol, there's a breathalyzer or whatever test that if you're over 0.08, you're considered intoxicated and you shouldn't be driving. There's not such a thing for that yet. And there is something that's probably coming. I just saw it in the last week or so. So that actually, I think, would make the whole marijuana thing a better idea. But this wasn't for recreational use. It was for medical use for things that have not been proven to work. So, I mean, I
understand that. Go ahead, man.
I understand about, I mean, and honestly, I think the issue would have been easier for me if it had been recreational use. Because then you say, okay, people can use marijuana in their house as long as they don't drive and smoke and drink or whatever. But this was not about recreational use. It creates a whole new separate government organization with dispensaries all around the state. It doesn't use the existing pharmacies.
How many dispensaries do you think we're going to have?
Appreciate it, Eric. Thanks.
I mean, I'm curious about that, because if it's just medical, Vegas has got dispensaries, and I don't know how big Vegas is, but there's probably 30 of them there at least.
Well, we have 67 counties. I'd guess at least 3 in each county.
Really? You think 3 in each county? I don't know. Some of those counties, no, I don't think they'll have any at all.
Well,
how many they have? Actually, how many counties have hospitals?
I think is it Pat? You're right, but they all do have. I mean, every county has pharmacies. So it just depends on how prevalent it becomes.
I've got to hit a quick 30-second break here. I'm going to come back to more calls. We have limited time. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Going to try to stretch time here, like we're dealing with daylight savings time. Let's go to Citizen Jane. Hey, Citizen Jane, welcome.
Good morning, Representative Meadows. I want to switch subjects for a moment and ask for your help. I am very concerned about our education system, and I know that's something dear and dear to your heart. And the thing